Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSharan and the Drush HaShneimasar. In the Mosar Rav Kook's, we're on page Taf Samaches. So the Ran had been discussing that even though there's an institution of the Sanhedrin, our obligation to listen to the Chachamim is not limited to the Sanhedrin sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, we have to listen to the Chachamim of every generation, as it says, Acharei Rabim Hatos, you go after the majority of what the Chachamim say. Okay, so we're continuing. That which Chazal tell us that the Sanhedrin can't paskin unless they're sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, who ladun b'dinei nefashos. That's only relevant to capital punishment. The Sanhedrin can't kill anybody unless they're sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. Commission is bar per kamed avodah zarah, like it says in the Gemara of avodah zarah. But lo may biurei hatorah. It's not telling you that the Sanhedrin can't paskin what the Torah means unless they're sitting in the Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not true. This is given over to the Chachamim of Klal Yisrael to decide what the Torah means. It has nothing to do with them sitting in the Beis HaMikdash or anything like that, or there being a formal Sanhedrin. Whether they're right or wrong, we have to listen to the Chachamim of every generation, whether they're right or wrong. Just like the story with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. There's a story there that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel disagreed about what date it was. And Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua that he had to come to him on the day that Rabbi Yeshua held was Yom Kippur, which Rabbi Gamliel said was not Yom Kippur. He had to come to him on his day of Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Yeshua had to listen to him. And so the Ran saying that that's consistent with what he's been saying, that you have to follow the what the Chachamim say in each generation. Of course, over there was talking about the dates, which are a little bit different. There are specific psukim saying that you follow the Chachamim, even if they make a mistake with dates, with the holidays. But being that as may, he's pointing out that the you still see that even without being a Sanhedrin, you have to follow what the Chachamim say. And now we're going to get into the Gemara that we're going to talk about the rest of the time. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis, that says, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Amemar, Amemar says, Chacham Adif Minavi, a Chacham is greater than a Navi. Shenamer V'Navi Levav Chachma, that a Navi has a heart of wisdom. Min Nitle B'mi, Havayomer Katan Nitle B'Gadol. Who's describing who? The katan, the lower person, says, you know, I'm as good as the greater one. That's the way it goes. You say, I'm like him, right? So Navi Levah Chachman, when you say a prophet has the heart of a wise man, you're saying the Chacham is greater. A Navi is like a Chacham. Great. So you see the Chacham is greater. Fumin Atam Azeh, the reason why a Chacham is greater than Navi is for this reason. Shein Koach Benavi Rak Shiagin Mashashaman. The only thing a Navi can do is tell you what he heard. He can't add anything else on based on what he thinks. A prophet's job is to say what Hashem said, not to put in his own two cents. If the Navi says the truth, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi. If a Navi comes and lies to you and says Hashem said something that Hashem never said, you kill him. A wise man, the Chacham is greater in the sense that whether he's right or wrong, we still have to follow him. The Torah told us to follow what the Chachamim say. So, obviously they don't mean to be wrong, but we're supposed to follow them even if in truth they made a mistake. Obviously we don't know it, but again, if even in Shemayim they know they made a mistake, we're supposed to follow the Chachamim because that's what the Torah tells us. Okay, achasugya haba achrichein tzricha bir. But the sugya that comes after that needs an explanation. And just to make it easier to understand, I'm going to quote you the whole sugya in advance, even though the Ran only quotes it in pieces, just so you have a sense of what it's going to say. The Gemara and Bava Basra and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph says this, that he quoted, the Chacham is greater than a Navi. And then it says, Amar Abaye says, Teidal, bring your proof. Damar Gav Rabba Milsa, a great Talmud Chacham says something. Amas Amri Mishmeid Gav Rabba Achminikav Osei. And some other great Talmud Chacham somewhere else says the exact same thing. So this is a proof, says the Ran. We'll see again. Rashi's not going to learn this way, but the Ran says, understands that Gemara to mean, and that's a proof that a Chacham is greater than a Navi. The fact that one Talmud Chacham could be Mechaven, could come up with the same idea. Some other Talmud Chacham, that's a proof that a Chacham is greater than a Navi. Amar Rava, Rava responds back to that. Amai Kusha, what kind of question is that? Dilma Tarvayo B'nei Chad Mazlan. You know, maybe they both just have the same mazel. Rava says, Teda, the proof that a Chacham is greater than a Navi is, Damar Gav Rava Milsa, that a great Talmud Chacham says something. And it's Mesarmer Mishmeid Rebbe Kiva Bar Yosef Kavasei. And it turns out he said the exact same thing. He was Mechavin to Rebbe Akiva. That's the proof that a Chacham is greater than a Navi. Amar Avashi, Avashi says back to that, Amai Kushya, how's that? Kasha or Dilma Laha Milsa Bar Mazliyo. Maybe only for this thing they share the same mazel. Elamar Avashi, Teda Der Amar Gavaraba Milsa Mesarmer Halach Moshe Misinai. Rather, the proof that a Chacham is greater than a Navi is that sometimes a Chacham will say something and it'll turn out that he was Mechav and he said the same idea that is a Halach al-Moshe Misinai. Okay, I did not explain that sugya really at all on purpose. I just wanted to give you the whole thing so you can better understand what the Ran says. So now, getting back into reading the Ran. The Ran says that this sugya needs explanation. Sh'amru Sh'amna, he's quoting the first part of that Gemara. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Teidodamar Gav Rabba Milsam Isamru Shmei Gav Rabba Achrina Kavasei. Abaye says, the proof that a Chacham is greater than a Navi is that you'll have a Talmud Chacham in one place, and he's a Mechav, and he comes up with the same Chiddush, same new idea as some other Talmud Chacham somewhere other place. So the Ran says, L'fiya Pirshin is Parishin Anidon Dom Alaraya. The way I explain it, which is that this is, as I explained, a proof that a Chacham is greater than a Navi, which is, not how Rashi learns. This is the way the Ran understands it. If the proof that a Chacham is greater than a Navi comes from here, how does the fact that one Talmud Chacham is Mechavin to another Talmud Chacham, how does that prove that a Chacham is greater than a Navi? Also that which it says, maybe they're from the same mazel, that needs explanation. Okay, so here goes the Ran explaining it. Kach Perusha, this is what it means. Tavar Yaduahu, it's known. Ki hayachas lo ye'amirak bedvarim maskimim b'min karov. You can't compare two things unless they're the same category. Achim heina maskimim b'min, afim he maskimim b'sug, lo yipol behem hator v'ayachas. If things are similar in some level, but not similar in their specific level, we're going to explain this in a second, he's going to give an example, then you can't compare them. So here's the example. Lazel lo yomer zeha adam chaza kamara o yafeh hamara mizeha yorok. You can't say that this is a stronger red than that green. What do you mean a stronger red? You mean a stronger red than the lighter red, right? That would be a fair comparison, a normal comparison. You wouldn't normally say this is a stronger red than that green. Lefi shem hayosim noflim tachas suga margu. Even though both red and green are colors, acharei asher einam maskimim b'min, but since they're not the same type of color, you can't say this is stronger or lighter when you're talking about different colors. You have to talk in the same color. This is a stronger red than that red. You can't say this is a stronger red than that green. They're not the same. So lefikach, therefore, mikivan sh'amar ameimer chacham adif min navi. So since ameimer said that a chacham is greater than a navi, this chayev lomer, you must say sheyesh bechachamim koach nevui. If you're comparing a chacham to a navi, they must be in the same direct category, which means there must be some kind of level of nevuah by chachamim, and you're saying a chacham's in a sense a better navi or better than a navi, but they have to be in the same group, so that means a chacham must also be a navi to an extent. Kim lo lo yikablo pachas bayoser, because if not, they're not the same at all. You can't compare them. Af kiyu bechem hem skulos chashuvos enum zilaso. Even if there are things that one has that the other doesn't, but to compare the two, they have to be similar. Therefore, Abai is proving to you that there is nevuah by a Talmud Chacham. You want to say they're both Nevi'im, and a Chacham is even better. So how does Abai prove that there is nevuah to an extent by a Chacham? Because the proof is that you'll have one Talmud Chacham say something, and another Talmud Chacham say the exact same thing. Pirish, so this explains the Ran. I can prove to you that Talmid Chachamim have a sense of Nevuah. Someone who comes up with a new Chiddush. No one else came up with this Chiddush. This is the first time that someone comes up with a Chiddush. And there's another Talmud Chacham somewhere else in some other time in history came up with the same Chiddush. And also nobody else had this Chiddush. And if they had just both came to it with their own intellect, how could it be that all the other rabbis didn't think of it? It's escaping me now, but there's a Noda Behuda, I think it's a Noda Behuda, that says this great Chiddush and says, I'm the first one that came up with it. And it's really a Tosfos Rid. It's escaping me now what that Chiddush was. But anyway, that would be a good example where there's a Noda Behuda that says he came up with the Chiddush and no one ever said it before him. And in truth, it's a Tosfos Rid. But you wonder, why did no one besides the Tosfos Rid and the Noda Behuda in the history of Jewish people think of this thing? There's so many Talmidei Chachamim. How could it be that just these two rabbis with all the great minds, only these two thought of it? These two came up with the exact same Chiddush. These two rabbis in different countries and different times. That's impossible just with regular intellect, because there's so many thousands of other people thinking about this stuff. It's because there's a certain level of nevuah, ruach hakodesh, whatever you want to call it. Kolomer, koach shula ma'ala min ha'seichel. So it says it doesn't mean nevuah literally. It means some otherworldly seichel. In other words, the person thought of it because God put it in their head. And that's what Rava asks. Rava says, why is that a proof? Maybe those two just happen to be the same mazel. What's that mean? Pirish. It's known. We know, Chazal tell us, a person has a neshama. So he's shava beguf ruvim and Shimon. So it's the same neshama in the body of Ruvin and Shimon. So then why do Reuven and Shimon have different, seemingly different strengths? Some people seem more naturally able to be Talmidei Chachamim, not just in their mind, but in their whole demeanor, and other people less. It's one of two things. So there's only two things that can affect that. Because they both have a good neshama, so either it's because of the chomer, the body they're put in, that affects their, again, tendency is the right word. Everyone could be a Talmid Chacham if they put in the effort, but some people have it's easier for them. So let's call it a tendency towards wisdom. So it's either because the body that the neshama is put in is better for it, or the malach who gives the neshama its form, or the star he's born under, like we'll say, we'll just call it the malach. Again, I don't understand these things completely, but the malach that gives the neshama its form, that changed. One of those two has to be a thing that changes a person's ease of coming on to, of knowing with knowledge, Torah. Imi tadach omer, if it's because of the body, even if they're both born under the same spiritual malach or mazel, so if one gets put into a lazy, I don't know, weak body, and the other gets put into a more refined body or composition, so even though they may have been put in with the same neshama, if the bodies are different, that may affect how easy it is for them to connect to learning or wisdom. This is similar to what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Adaf kufnun vav. Haiman de bekochav chama. Yehei gvar nahir v'chakim. Yehei mishum desafer de chama hu. So a person who's born under a certain star, I think it's Mercury, so they'll be more likely to be a smart person because that mazel, again, I think it's Mercury, is the scribe of the Chama. It always follows along the sun. Whatever. If a person's born under a certain mazel, they'll be more likely to become a Chacham. Dvarim heim mitzad hapoel, ach in kavanasim sheshnei anashim shiyu nolodim bekochav Chama. So this is, that description is based on, you know, the malach, the kochav you were born under. But it's not saying that these two people born under the same kochav, under the same mazel, and one guy has a body that's more fitting for intellectual pursuits, right? And the other guy's body's less easy for them to be involved in the intellect. So even if they're both born at the exact same minute, which means they're born under the same mazel, the same koach, and their neshama came in with the same, was affected the same way, if they go into different bodies, they'll be affected, the neshama will be affected by the guf it's put in. That's easy to see with any, just even a little look at it. So therefore, your strength and abilities are changed based on the tendency of your body. But the other way it'll change is also, even if put in the same body, there is something to the star you're born under or the malach that has an effect on you, whatever. Again, I don't know these things in detail, obviously. But whatever mazel, like the Gemara talks about, that the person's born under, this is, has to do with the moment that a person that was created, was formed, pregnancy, birth. A person's born under a certain mazel, that also has an effect on them. So again, this is what Rava meant to ask. Rava was asking, it's no proof that two Talmid Chacham happen to think of the same new Chiddush. Just because, how is it a proof that two rabbis happen to think of the same chiddush? It could be they thought of the same idea because they have the same mazel. They were born under the same star. So therefore their mind thinks the same way. Their personality is the same. So they approach the sugya the same way. Even though they have different bodies, but because their neshamas are similar or were affected similarly, so they'll come up with the same kiddushim. Even if many other people didn't think of it, but since these two were born under the same mazel, maybe that caused them to think the same way. It asks from the saying that it's no proof because maybe they had the same mazel, because that's at least possible. Because it's almost impossible that they had the exact same physical bodies. And how that affects their mind, but it's possible they're under the same mazel. So that's what he's asking. Maybe they're under the same mazel. That's why they think the same way. Therefore, Rava said, "I have a chiddush. I'll bring you a different proof, a better proof." Because a great Talmid Chacham will say something, and he'll be mechavin to Rabbi Akiva. So what does that mean? So the Ran explained, "V'haisa kavanaso." And what the Gemara means is, "She'ef she'shiyu shavim mitad nosin hatzura chacham echad bezmanenu zeim Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef." It can't be that in terms of the mazel of them or the malach that affects how the person is, it can't be it's the same malach today as it was in the time of Rabbi Akiva. Shari merchek ma'alachem v'sichlam rav mod, because the people are so different. Rabbi Akiva and anyone alive, let's say today, is so far apart. Can't say it's the same malach that helped perform them both. How could it be that they're the same when they're so far away from each other? So it can't be it's the same mazel, the exact mazel or malach that they were created with. And still, Ravashi says, maybe for this thing, they're the same mazel. What's that mean? We don't understand, says the Ran, how things work in Shemayim. Maybe you're right. Let's say I, living in 2018, do not have the same seichel as Rabbi Akiva, but maybe for one little thing we do. There Ravashi says, I don't like that pshat, so I'm going to come up with a new pshat. Therefore, the proof is that sometimes the Talmid Chacham will come up with the same idea as Halacha L'Moshe Mi Sinai. B'zeh yachriach, shezeh b'koach nevuvi. That does prove that the person has some level of nevuah. Ki mashu halachal Moshe Mesina lo yishpetuhu aseichel. Anything that's halachal Moshe Mesina is not something you can just figure out on your own. Aval hu lemala himenu, it's above the regular intellect of man. Ki mishpetuhu aseichel hayinim tzeh lachachamim kishar mishpetei ha-Torah. If halachal Moshe Mesina was something that the chachamim could have figured out on their own, Hashem would have made it a halachal Moshe Mesina. He would have left it up to the chachamim to figure out. But it's tarach alav halachal Moshe Mesina. He wanted to make it a halachal Moshe Mesina. And when it comes out that a Talmud Chacham on his own comes to Halacha Moshe Meisinai, Karchenehu, we must say B'koch Nevui Shabo, it must be that it came to him through the power of prophecy. Okay, again, so we're going to stop here. This was a long explanation of that Gemara in Bava Basra, which is again a little bit above, at least where I am in terms of understanding this fully, because it's talking about things in Shemayim and how people are affected by the Malach that creates them, but the general gist is that the fact that one Talmud Chacham can think of something that someone else says, so that according to some that was enough of a proof that a Chacham has a certain amount of Nevuah, and Rav Ashi says, well, even if that wouldn't be a proof, but still, the fact that a Talmud Chacham can sometimes come up with Halacha Moshe Mesina shows that there is a Siyata D'Shemaya, a sort of Nevuah, that every single Talmud Chacham has, and that's why a Talmud Chacham is greater than a Navi, and we'll continue from here next time.